Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. How are you feeling today, friends? It's been quite a week with so many different news in the media that could be discouraging. But today, during our time, we're going to relax to be reminded into God's love, His faithful promises. And I'm going to give you a soul care tip that will help you to relieve stress, because as we're scrolling through the different news stories, we are absorbing stress. We are triggering anxiety. This is actually a natural response our body and our mind makes, because as we hear things that are feeling unsafe, our mind and our hearts are going to be activated. And I've got a lot of readers and listeners that have asked me for my thoughts on how to respond to discouraging news that we hear. And so I'm going to be talking to you today about how we can respond as people of faith, and how we can release the stress and replenish our souls and still be in this world. You know, we don't live in a bubble. We don't live in a bubble where we're just Pollyanna, everything's fine. And yet we also don't want to be running around like, oh, the sky's falling. So where is that balance? Where is that godly response and perspective? And today I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to lift you up so that you can be reaffirmed in how your heart can be calmed, your emotions, so that we can shine as God's light and still be standing in the reality of life's messes. So pull up a chair, drink that cup of tea, or as you're driving, just relax and allow your mind to be refreshed with the truth of God's love and peace.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
One of the first things I want to say to you is to thank you. Breathe, my book. It's a new book that just launched last week. And because of you listeners, because of the community here, my new book, Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm, has hit number one new release on Amazon in the meditation category. That is huge. That's to give God glory, because the top 10 books on meditation right now, if you're to look it up, secular books on meditation, there's Buddhist teaching, there is New Age Transcendental Meditation Techniques, and Breathe, this book in our community, this book that will help you to restore God's peace using scripture and science, has hit number one new release. So I thank you. You made this happen, friends. You made this happen. As people of faith, we return to God's love, His word, breathing in breath prayers, breathing in God's promises. And that's how the darkness becomes light, because God's word is a lamp on our feet. So thank you. If you haven't gotten a copy yet, get a copy. I am so confident that you will benefit from reading this book. I want you to also grab your friend, give a copy to your friend. Because reading it together is going to be
the difference maker, because it's so important that we encourage each other. Once we start talking about it, things just become a lot more doable. We're not alone. We're not frozen, just trying to figure things out on our own. Sometimes simply even talking about our stressors, and we know this, if you're a longtime listener, you know that the science shows us that when we name the things that stress us out and we spend time with others, then our cortisol levels lower. And Jesus continuously shows us. We just had a wonderful Easter weekend. Jesus shows us that on the darkest night of his life, on Good Friday, when he was overwhelmed with sorrow, it was his friends. He brought three friends with him. Even Jesus needed friends, because when we're human and we go through experiences, God doesn't want us to go through them alone. He allowed three people closest to him to see himself cry and just be burdened by that moment. And so we need each other. So pick up a copy. Pick up a copy of Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm. And there's one last week. This is the last week to get that free 4-video wellness Bible study. So sign up at thebreathebook.com. Also, it's fun to talk about wellness when you take a quiz. Who doesn't like a good quiz, right? Take my soul care quiz at soulcarequiz.com. And you'll learn what's your greatest wellness need right now. When you know what the top wellness need, then you're not as overwhelmed. It validates why you're stressed. Sometimes when we're stressed, we don't even know why. So take the soul care quiz at soulcarequiz.com and use it as like a conversation point. It's so much easier to talk about these things when you have like a guidebook, you have a prompt, you can learn, you can have fun learning. So that's why the book is a great tool to be able to also have 21 different ideas on how to relax, because we're not so good at that. We're good at getting things done. We're good at doing things for others. But if you have a prompt and different ideas, then it's easy to just respond and try them. Okay, so friends, thank you so much. It's also number one audiobook in the category of meditation. So if you're listening right now, which I know you are, friends, and you enjoy me being your encourager, a guiding, loving voice, I want to encourage you through the audiobook. It's become number one audiobook, new release on Amazon for meditation. So grab a copy. I want to accompany you during the day. Okay, I did have to take time to celebrate. We have to take time to celebrate these special moments. Now back on, how do we respond to moments of panic? The news right now, as we all know, our hearts are so heavy. Our hearts are breaking for the Nashville shooting. Children are hurt. Children have passed away. Teachers who we love, teachers are the ones who change our lives. Teachers are the ones who give. Teachers are the ones who's working hard day in, day out. And yet three teachers lost their lives. And so it's touching all of us, this heartbreak and this sense of fear. Whether we're a parent and our kids are going to school, whether we are a student ourselves, or even for our own safety, what has this world come to? Those are the kind of questions we have. And so people have been asking me, well, Bonnie, how do you respond? Because people are feeling anxiety. And this is a natural response. As I said in the opening of our episode, when we hear or read bad news, our body will respond. And so we need to be aware of its effect and impact. We might think, okay, I'm just reading it just to be aware and updated. We may not realize that it's actually releasing cortisol. It's getting our heart rate fast. It's causing a response and causing us to feel anxious in general. So just understanding that it's important to respond and to do something, that is so important. Because when we don't respond, that's when we feel helpless. Who has loved watching Mr. Rogers? I grew up watching Mr. Rogers. I loved his kind, soothing voice. And, you know, he was a minister. He was a minister before he was Mr. Rogers on TV. And I know from his point of view, just reading his different interviews, he continued to be that minister, even though he was doing it as Mr. Rogers. And I love one of his quotes. He says, "When I was a boy and I would see scary things in the news, my mother would say to me, 'Look for the helpers. You will always find people who are helping.'" You know, we all have different gifts. And so in these moments of panic, one way to help ourselves, to remind ourselves who we are God's light. We are God's light. We need to shine our light in this moment of panic. And it reminds me of this panic we were all in globally when we first went through the pandemic. And you know, there's this moment, I want to tell this story and I'm going to give you a soul care tip. I'm going to give you a promise you can hold on to. I had been standing in lines at Walgreens during the time when the pandemic first broke out. The lines were hardly moving. People were frustrated, mumbling under their breath because at Walgreens, people were trying to get their prescriptions and a lot of people were sick. It was a very bad flu season and everybody was throwing their hands up in the air. Kids were melting down and people were stressed. And I noticed that the pharmacy staff cashiers looked so haggard and tired, but because they were providing a service, they couldn't express their stress and they were trying their best to process the orders, but they were absorbing everybody's venting and complaints. When it was finally my turn to go and pay at the counter, the person who rang me up turned out to be the pharmacist herself. She looked very worn out. And in one hand, she had the phone to her ear, on hold with an insurance company for a customer. And in her other hand, she was scanning my prescription. Meanwhile, she was telling me about the medication precautions and answering questions thrown from every direction from the staff. "I'm so sorry about the wait. We're really backed up." That's what she said to me. She was talking 100 miles per hour with her shoulders hunched over. I noticed her lips looked chapped and I wondered when she had last taken a drink of water. Then I did something I do whenever I see an opportunity to bring someone a moment of God's peace. I imagined her as my sister or friend. When we picture someone as a sister, brother, or friend, we become Christ to them in that moment because God's Holy Spirit is alive in you. When we imagine someone is our friend, we can become inspired to encourage them. "Thank you so much for your help," I replied with an empathetic smile. "You have a tough job. You're doing so great. You should know that." I spoke slowly with intention. The pharmacist seemed at a loss for words. I just feel so horrible about the wait." I saw her reticence as an opportunity to lift her spirits and help her see how God sees her. And I told her how she was part of my story. I told her, "Well, I've been coming to Walgreens, the same one for 14 years, and I've picked up a lot of prescriptions for my two boys here. You're always so conscientious telling me about the prescriptions, even though I'm sure you have said the same thing to a gazillion customers. I want you to know that I appreciate you. You didn't know it before, but you are a blessing." When I said that, her eyes welled up with emotion and she blinked away her tears. She said, "Thank you." Friends, I know that we ourselves hold a lot of different uncertainties and fears when we hear news about the lack of safety and the unexpected tragedies that we can't prepare ourselves for. But we are children of light, and we have the power to lift up a person's spirit with God's peace by simply offering a smile or pausing to hear what somebody else might have to say. We can offer that gift of listening and simply to be present. When we focus on being kind to others and looking at how when we can be a light to others, we remember our identity in this world. Friends, we are ambassadors for Christ. We do not ultimately belong to this world. We are not citizens of the world. The truth is that we are ambassadors and we are here for this time while God has given us breath and give us life. We're here to shine God's light. We're here to offer love and kindness. So we need to focus our mind on the people right in front of us. The people right in front of us, strangers that might be crossing our path, people we see every day that you interact with, our family, our children, our spouse, our friends, the people that we look at and see and touch. These are the people that God put in front of us, and we are to focus on remembering we have been given a purpose. Our purpose is to nurture who we are, make sure that we lower our stress, do things to replenish our resources, our inner emotions, our emotional wellness, physical wellness, spiritual wellness, social wellness. When we do that, we can then move in the direction of focusing on being a light to others. And when we do that, we have the ability to not panic. We are women of faith. You are a woman of promise and purpose. Friends, as children of light, we have the power to lift a person's spirit. We can offer the gift of listening. We can offer the gift of being present, especially when there is tragedy, especially when the rest of the world is panicking. How are people going to know that God is real? It doesn't mean we don't have fear, but it means in the midst of our fear, we remember we have God. And because we know we ultimately have this hope, we carry this hope within us, we have the ability to be that voice of calm. And those of us who are moms, you know, our children look to us. They look at how we are responding to the news. And if we are feeling stressed and uncertain, we can now, as your listener of Breathe, you know there are things that you can do to lower the stress, things you can do to replenish your peace and your joy. That is what is going to take your body out from that stress response as you're reading the news. You have to not think your way through stress. Okay, because if you think, I mean, this world has a lot of things to worry about. That is not how God designed our system to release stress. We have to release stress not by thinking about our way out. We need to release stress by nurturing our way out. So take action. When you find yourself worrying, focusing on fear and uncertainty, take an action. That is something real, practical, action you can take to replenish your peace, replenish your joy, give yourself comfort. And then look around you, who can you shine a light to? No matter how old we get or how strong we've grown or how weak we feel, we all need encouragement. And this is a superpower that the world is missing right now. This is why there's so much despair and hopelessness. But we, even when we find ourselves in a hard place, that's why God has gifted each of us with something to renew us. Now, let me talk about this practically. What is something practical you can do? Scripture says we have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. That's Romans 12:6-8. Scripture also tells us encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. I always like to tell my kids, because, you know, they are in high school, they have to do drills to prepare for school shootings. It's a reality. And I tell them, remember who you are, kids. We are to build each other up. No matter what is happening, we're going to do our best to, you know, be safe and protect ourselves. But if things happen beyond our control, until that day we're called home, we need to encourage each other. Focus on how you can encourage your friends, do things that build each other up, and whatever your gift is. And so, for instance, you know, Kayla loves to play the violin. I go, yeah, that's great. Practice your violin in when you're in orchestra, you know, help your friends out. And he loves doing something called blundering. It's like this 3D animation thing he's using on YouTube. And so I'm pointing him to these things. I'm like, yes, that's great. You're in Blender in your media class. And, you know, he's in junior high. I said, that's great. You're helping your friends. He's going around. And so same with Josh. He plays soccer. And I just point out to affirm him, like, it's great you're playing soccer. It's great how you're encouraging your friends. And he tells me the teammates that are on his friend and how he's encouraging them. So we just really want to focus. We turn our thoughts. We want to practice biblical mindfulness. What is a gift you have? Somebody recently invited me to go over to her house because one of the pillows that I have in my couch, it was kind of coming apart at the seams. And I asked her, hey, you know, could you help me? I don't know how to sew. So she invited me over. And as she was using her sewing machine, I was watching her. We were able to chat. And in that space, you know, we have peace in that space of sharing our gifting, encouraging each other. So focus your mind, turn your mind towards things where there's something that you enjoy or something you can do. See if that sparks an idea to have somebody over or you to go help somebody. Or if it's somebody, something as simple like what I did at Walgreens, you know, when you're shopping, whatever you're doing, just remember you have that power to bring light. The spotlight's often given to more visible upfront spiritual gifts like teaching or speaking on stage. Now, these are both very important, but the spiritual gift of encouragement is no lesser just because it's hidden. Jesus himself encourages us, saying that secret generosity will be rewarded by God. Jesus says in Matthew 6:4, your giving may be secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. So one thing I love to do, choose to do the things that bring you joy, that light you up. You know, don't have to do something, you know, because you feel guilty, you feel like you need to serve. No. In soul care, you want to do things that flow from your own peace and joy. So I love going for pastries. I love going for out for a cup of coffee. So what I do is I invite a friend out. I say, hey, what's your week looking like? Let's grab a cup of coffee and let's have some pastries. That is really unseen by the world. I'm sharing here only because I want to give you an example. But in that moment where my friend and I are having that coffee, that pastry, what we're doing is being a light to each other. And when I'm there, I know the person who's there at the cafe. I say hello. I say, how's your day going? And I just really pause to listen. And then, you know, I'm shining God's light on that person because that person also is carrying the stress of the news. But that moment where you pause and listen and really listen to somebody's day, how they're doing, they feel it. When you make eye-to-eye contact, research shows that in science, when you actually look at somebody's eyes, that's in-person gaze, not over Zoom, okay? There is a connection. There's a connection in the brain that happens and it releases serotonin. That's that happy hormone. You actually are making the day brighter for someone. When you look at them, you pause, you listen. A person feels that, and that is the gift of encouragement. Sometimes when we give encouragement, we may not see the visual returns right then and there, but God sees the encouragement you offered. God sees it all, and he smiled proudly, valuing every moment you pause to encourage someone. The tactful words you chose to share. Is it an email that you sent that was loving? The cards that you mailed, the meals you may have cooked, or the gifts that you made, the little everyday gifts, the thoughtful thing you did for your friend, the time you spent, the pausing you took, the listening ear you offered, the forgiveness that you gave. The list just goes on and on. God knows, and you're not invisible. God will reward you with refreshment in return. So when we do that, research shows that when we do things for others, it does raise and boost life satisfaction. They found that people that reported a better sense of well-being, they did it by doing things for others, volunteering. And so I am trying to encourage you that you are a woman of promise and purpose, and God's promise is to love and care for you. When you receive it, you prioritize your wellness, you remember who you are. You are a woman of promise. You're a woman well-loved. So I just want to encourage you. It says in Proverbs, a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. And don't compare how much you're giving. God knows your heart. Do you remember that widow? Everybody else didn't even consider her contribution into the offering box anything. It was just like so small, it was totally overlooked. Scriptures say that it was just two copper coins worth only a few cents. But Jesus says, truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on. And so friends, even as you're overwhelmed, perhaps as you're reading news by your own feelings of uncertainty, and your thoughts can run away to the worst case. But remember that even in a place of diminished energy, just like that widow, she hardly had anything, but Jesus said she gave out of her heart. Jesus sees what you have to give. He doesn't compare it. He doesn't measure it. He sees that you've given from your heart. So friend, whatever movement you can make to shine your light, to offer encouragement, and to replenish your own resources, this is worth affirming. This is of value to Jesus. Here is this week's power verse for you. We have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 7 to 9. So I want to share this breath prayer with you. It's called When You Pass Through the Waters. We're going to inhale. When you pass through the waters, we'll exhale. I will be with you. When we pass through the waters, I will be with you. That is from Scripture. When we pass through the waters, God is with us. No matter what we're going through, God will always take care of you. Nothing will overwhelm you that God cannot overcome and carry us through. There is nothing, even death. There is no sting in death because we have life after with God. And while we have our time on earth, as long as God willing he gives us, we are to be his ambassadors. We are to shine God's light. And in order to shine his light, you need to fan that flame. You need to nurture. You need to protect that flame that is within you. And that's soul care. Today, I would like to give you a soul care tip. One of the best soul care tips that you can do is to show some kindness, help somebody, or smile. Modern science confirms this. Encouraging others brings health benefits to the giver, not just the receiver. Scientists examined the MRIs of participants who contributed to charity, and they discovered something called the quote-unquote helper's high, a release of endorphins that activates the brain's reward center. This means kindness is addictive, and the practice interrupts your brain from negative rumination. Now, one word I just really want to say about sharing kindness, this is different from the world's mantra of be kind. Kindness for us as women of faith isn't a performance, but a mindful practice of being present as God's love flows through you. So this is not just basic human kindness that we're practicing. This is allowing us to be present, to remind ourselves, I am a woman of faith. God loves me. No matter what I'm going through, God's kindness will carry me through. And when we are mindful of this, we refresh our mind with this truth, then kindness becomes like a river overflowing naturally. And for those of us who are overcoming things like feelings of depression or anxiety, actually, we have the power of empathy. We can take that time to pause and listen. We understand the importance and value of listening. And that is the other soul care tip that kind of goes hand in hand with kindness. Listening. Listening is the other hand in hand soul care tip. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for walking the lonely, broken road in a world that was so, so broken. You did it because you loved us so that we don't have to walk alone anymore now. You're here with us. We all need someone. We need you. Give us courage to be women of faith. Help renew us so that we can shine our light. And to be the loving voice that the person you place right in front of us needs, to give them hope, to remind them that we have a purpose, and that is to be loved by you. Thank you for listening to us. And help refill us so that we can offer this gift of listening to others. Thank you, Jesus. Your love is amazing. You are my everything. I love you. Amen. I want you to get my book, Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm, because it's amazing to see this message go out. Women are really embracing it, because it's a felt need we all share. And sometimes all it takes is that word of affirmation, some science so that you can learn about how to take care of better yourself so you're not feeling stuck. So take advantage. This is the last week to get that free for wellness Bible study set. Go to thebreathebook.com. But if you don't remember anything else, just remember the soul care quiz and you'll get the results and also get my contact information. Well, friends, I cannot wait to see you next time. Remember that you're loved, you're cherished. Just rest.
Breathe, the Stress Less Podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Our world can feel chaotic and uncertain, but we don't have to live enslaved to fear. Christ has promised me and you his peace, and throughout Scripture has provided powerful tools and practical steps to help us experience greater freedom. I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, inviting you to join me and my team as together we learn how to starve our fears and feed our faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com or wherever you access podcast content.